what I can. Change in me, give me courage to rise, to stand and believe, and the wisdom to know what I need to leave. Oh, I'm trusting you daily, faithfully.
Hey, family, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. My name is Maddie, and I'll be your host today. So if you've been with us, you know we just finished talking about purpose and singleness in episode 8. And before we head into episode 9 about overcoming loneliness with God's presence, I wanted to pause. And just like in a good conversation with friends, sometimes you've got to take a breath, lean back, sip your coffee, and go a little deeper. Because here's the truth. If we're going to walk in purpose, we definitely need roots. And if we're going to stay steady in the ups and downs of life, we've got to be intentional about what seeds we're planting right now. I wanted to really just have this conversation with you guys, and God put it in me in the middle of the last podcast episode, because we right now in my church are in a series called Rooted. And for some reason, it just popped in my head, and God said, girl, talk about it. So today I want us to have a heart to heart about roots and planting seeds. And yes, I'm talking to everyone, women, men, and especially to my single moms out there, because this isn't just theory. This is life. So let's be real. How many of you have ever looked at your life and thought, I'm behind? And if you said, I never said that, you lying. Come on, let's be real. Like, everyone else is building and I'm just here waiting. Have you ever asked yourself that? Because I know I've been there. And I know a lot of you have too. But let me just tell you something. Even if it feels like nothing's happening on the surface, God may be growing your roots without you even knowing it. Think about a tree, right? Nobody sees the roots. They're invisible. They're underground and not Instagrammable, baby. But when the storm hits, right, the roots are the only thing that matter. If those roots are deep, like I'm talking about deep in the ground, the tree stands. But if they're shallow, the tree will fall. And singleness, whether short, whether long, or a lifelong, is root season, baby. I'm just going to call it that, root season. It's where God digs deep into us. And yeah, you know, root work can feel hidden, unseen, and maybe even boring, okay? But it's what prepares us for, you know, our fruit later. So let's talk about seeds and what we're planting right now. And I really got 4 seeds to give to you guys today. 4 seeds. Okay, 4. We got the spiritual seed that we need to plant. Okay. And what do I mean by spiritual seed? I mean prayer, right? Worship, scripture. And these, I'm telling you, these seeds, they just don't fill time. They shape character. So I want you to go ahead and plant the spiritual seed in the soil. Cover it up. Water it. And we're going to move on to the relational seeds. And these relational seeds are more your friendships, your mentors, okay, being intentional with your community. Who you walk with now impacts your future, believe it or not. The people that are surrounding you, the people that are, you know, talking in your ear, the people that you converse with every day, that you hang around, sometimes you got to, you know, separate yourselves from those people, especially if they're not bringing you closer to God, because they're not on the same path and walk with you. So they won't understand. Now, I'm not saying to completely cut them off, but maybe, you know, talk to them about God and see how they react. That'll let you know everything you need to know. But I want you to go ahead and grab that relational seed and go ahead and plant it right next to the spiritual seed, cover it up and water it. The third seed I'm going to talk to you guys about is the personal seed, right? That's personal to you. That's talking about us, right? Our education, our skills, our passions, right? Our health. Because every little step is an investment in ourselves for our future, right? So go ahead and get that personal seed and plant it next to that spiritual and relational seed. cover it up with soil, and pour some water in it. Next, we're going to talk about your character seed, the last seed that I want to talk to you guys about. And that is your patience, right? Your forgiveness, your discipline, your kindness. And these grow in secret, guys, but show up when you when basically life squeezes you, right? When everything's going fine, all of a sudden somebody grab you by the throat and now you're running out of air. That's when all of these seeds are going to start showing up. So I want you to go ahead and take your character seed and plant it right next to your spiritual seed, your relational seed, and your personal seed. Cover it up with soil and water it. Now, here's the kicker, though. Seeds do not sprout overnight, because I know we live in a world that wants everything now, right? You got your Amazon same day delivery, overnight delivery, Prime, you know, your 2-day shipping, your instant likes, your microwave dinners, right? Your Instacart, your Walmart shopping delivery. I know I got Walmart. I love it. I'll be paying that little extra $10 just so I can get it within the hour. But, you know, God doesn't work like a farmer, guys. Or I'm sorry, God doesn't work like Amazon Prime. God works more like a farmer. And so he plants, he waters, he waits. And when the harvest comes, it's what we talk in his perfect timing, that we're always talking about, oh, God's perfect time. But that's when the harvest comes. So when you plant all these seeds that I just told you, you need to water them. You got to give it attention. You got to give it care, right? Because like right now, I'm going to tell you, life is loud. Bills are real. Stress is high. Social media is constantly screaming at us what we don't have. And I'm redundant when I say this because I know I've said it multiple times in my previous ones, and you will continue to hear me say it until it sticks. Talk about social media. Social media, it's the root of all, right? It can be used for good or it can be used for evil. It could be used to spread the word of God, or it can be used for your lust, right? The thing that eats away at us, right? It's like the devil playing in the field. Literally, it is. But I want you to picture this. What if this exact season you're in is the most fertile ground you'll ever stand on, right? What if the habits, the prayers, and the relationships you build now will feed your soul years down the line? Have you ever thought about that? I don't know. Maybe right now your seed planting looks like paying down your debt, right? Maybe it's staying faithful at a job that nobody celebrates you for. Maybe it's choosing to forgive someone who hurt you. Believe it or not, these are all seeds. And one day they'll grow into strength, peace, and testimony. Because if you're sitting here paying down debt, that means later on you won't have debt. You'll be maybe financially free, right? Maybe staying faithful at that job that nobody celebrates for you. You never know. Guess what's going to happen? You will get that promotion. I'm going to give you my testimony. I was at a job. I've been at my job for 14 years. This past May, May 12th came 12 years. And when I tell you I stayed faithful to a job that I felt like I had no recognition at all from the previous company and even the one prior to that, but guess what happened? At this point in my life, I am the director running a department. My faithfulness to my job, my hustle, my consistency, it paid off. It took literally 10 years for me to see the fruits of my labor. So let me just take a minute right now, because that's not on the subject of me. I want to go ahead and talk to my single moms listening, because many of you don't know me, but some of you do. And I'm a single mom. And I just want to say that I see you. I might not see you like visually, because obviously this is through an audio, but one single mom, it's every single mom. And God sees you. You're not just planting seeds for yourself. You're planting seeds for your kids too. And I know it's hard when it feels like you've got to be a mom and a dad, a provider and a comforter, a disciplinarian and an encourager. Baby, when I tell you I broke down crying the other day, and I talk to my friends constantly about the struggles that I have with my son, because he's in a state right now where he's 10 and, you know, he's going through things and I'm going through things and I'm trying to heal, but I'm trying not to pass my traumas onto him. And it feels like, you know, life is just, it's too much. It really does. It just feels like you just can't get ahead. And you, right, just like me, may feel like we're pouring into soil that doesn't give back. But hear me. Just hear me out, okay? Every bedtime prayer you whisper over your child, every meal you stretch to put on the table, every time you show up, even when you're exhausted, those are seeds that you're planting. And your seeds of faith, seeds of resilience, seeds of legacy. Psalms 126 verse 5 says, those who sow with tears will reap the songs of joy. And I believe that for you, the tears you've cried while rocking, like, you know, your sick baby, the prayers you've prayed alone at night, God is collecting every single one. And your harvest may not look like everyone else's, but it will be beautiful and abundant in its own time. And we just have to sit and believe that God will make a way for us and for our children. Okay. So some practical steps that, you know, we can build roots and plant wisely. It's for us to choose consistency over perfection. You don't have to pray an hour long, okay, in order for you to be rooted. Okay, start with 5 minutes daily and watch it grow. And even if you can't do 5 minutes, 1 minute, okay? 1 minute. As soon as you open your eyes, take 1 minute to thank God and just pray. And do so at nighttime as well. And anytime you get in between the day, just to thank him. Invest in your future self. You know, take that class. Start the savings account. Believe me, even if it's just $1, it might be $1 today. And I don't know, in two weeks from now, or, you know, 2 months from now, it can be $20 or $100 or whatever. Just $1. It's $1 more you had today that you didn't have yesterday. You know, write that journal, because the little small steps, they do matter. Okay. Small steps lead to big accomplishments, and don't despise the small beginnings. In Zechariah, or I'm not sure how you say his name, and I'm going to butcher a lot of, like, you know, names in the Bible. It's hard for me sometimes to read some of these names, but Zechariah, I hope I said that right, chapter 4, verse 10, reminds us that God celebrates small starts. Okay, go back and read that if you want to get a little bit deeper into it. But just stay patient with the process, guys. Seeds take time, okay? And roots, they take depth. And fruit that reaps from the tree takes seasons. So don't rush what God is slowly trying to perfect in us. Because the roots are about hidden strength, right? And seeds are more about the hidden potential. And so both matter more than in the visible stuff that we usually chase, right? So let's go ahead, and I'm about to just give you guys a moment of reflection before I go into my closing prayer. But let's pause and check in, okay? Like, what kind of roots, ask yourself, what kind of roots am I actually building right now? Like, what seeds am I planting? And are they seeds of faith or seeds of fear and comparison? That's very important. And I want to, for my single moms, I want you guys to think, what seeds are you planting in your kids that maybe you don't even realize yet? And for my brothers listening, I want you to see what seeds of leadership, integrity, and discipline are you sowing now that will one day carry your family, church, or community? And I don't want you guys to rush through these questions, because I know, like, when we're trying to get through things, I want you to journal them and bring them into prayer this week. And really, really think about those questions, because it matters, you know, it kind of put things into perspective. So let's go ahead and close in prayer. Lord, thank you for the root seasons. Thank you for hitting growth that nobody sees but you. Teach us to plant seeds of faith, kindness, and integrity in our singleness, God. For every man and woman listening, remind them that today's seeds are tomorrow's harvest. I lift up every single mom here. Strengthen her arms, encourage her heart, and let her see that every sacrifice she makes is planting a legacy in her children. Help us all be impatient in the process, faithful in the watering, and hopeful in the waiting. Root us deep in you, Jesus, so that when the storm comes, we will stand strong. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. And friends, thank you for taking this pause with me, because sometimes the most powerful growth happens in the breaks, right? So remember, what you're doing in secret at this particular moment, God is cultivating for fruit later. And I will see you guys next time on Sacred Singleness as we talk about episode 9 about overcoming loneliness with God's presence. So until then, keep planting seeds, keep watering them, and keep trusting that God will bring the harvest. Until next time, guys. Bye.
Trust you, I'm letting it be. Lord, grant me serenity.